Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, it's God in the Mist. Get 'em Radio presents Prophetic Healing with the Healing Community. This is a monthly broadcast that airs the second Wednesday of every month. The Lord lets us know the ailments that are going to be healed, and what the Lord reveals, He heals.
God wants to heal you everywhere you hurt, and He wants to heal me too, all of us, everywhere we hurt. Praise the Lord. He doesn't want us to hurt anymore. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Lord, we thank You. We praise You. We bless Your name, Lord God. We thank You for this God in the Mist, Get 'em Radio. Hallelujah. And we thank You for this prophetic healing broadcast today, Lord God. We thank You for all the healing that You have done in all of these years that we've been together. Every second Wednesday of the month, You meet us here in such an awesome way. And we're so grateful for it, Lord God. And we thank You. We thank You for Your presence. Thank You, Lord, that You don't desire. Your desire is that everyone will be healed, and we give You praise and glory for that. Thank You, Lord, for our co-host, hallelujah, the Hawkeys, Elder Philip and Minister Linda. Lord God, we thank You that as You move through us, that we are united, not a meeting of the mind, but we're united in You, Lord God, and moving by Your Spirit, so that, hallelujah, so that You can just do miracles, signs, and wonders, hallelujah, in us, through us, around us, and about us, Lord God. And thank You for our healing community, ones who are behind the scenes, joining us in prayer, hallelujah, joining with You, joining with us. Hallelujah. And we thank You, Lord. One will put 1,000 to flight, two will put 10,000 to flight, three will put 100,000 to flight, four will put 1,000,000 to flight. So we thank You, Lord God. The demons are flying away now in Jesus' name. And Lord God, we thank You for every technical issue, all in Your hands, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, welcome again. Here we are in the month of June, soon in the month of June. Hallelujah. And just looking for God to do great miracles, signs, wonders, and wonderful healings. Hallelujah. We thank You for it, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And so we're going to open a line here in just a moment for our co-host. But those of you who may not know about this broadcast, What God does is that he will reveal ailments that are going to be healed before the broadcast. And what he reveals, he heals. Hallelujah. And we've seen him do it time after time. Now, sometimes he'll reveal it before the broadcast, what's going to be healed. And sometimes he reveals it during the broadcast. But also say that if the ailment that you're going through has not been revealed, he's still a big God. He can still heal you. Amen. So even now you can begin to press your number one key, and then we'll know that you would like prayer tonight. We're going to start with Pastor Mom. But first of all, let's greet, hallelujah, Elder Philip and Minister Linda Hawkey. Hi.
Well,
hello.
Hello. We're glad to be here.
Praise the Lord. Happy to be with you.
Amen.
We had a special visit with you. Since the last broadcast, we had a very special visit with you, of course.
Yes.
Yes. That was really great. Yeah, we haven't seen each other in so long, and so we got an opportunity to meet together and have a really wonderful dinner together. We took
it
pictures together. It was. Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Kind of breaking up a little bit.
I said it was spectacular. We can't go that long again.
I totally agree with you. I totally agree. Hallelujah. And good company and good Italian food.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Amen. So I know that you said earlier that so far, we have not heard anything, but we're waiting on God. Say it again.
We got two of them now. Since you opened, two of them have come forth. I'm not a
all
medical
right.
person, so I can't, you know, if I don't use the right words, y'all will forgive me. But right below the sternum, the breastbone, like the solar plexus area, okay, that has come twice. So someone's got that.
Okay.
And number two would be something in the area that's under the arm, okay? I know there's certain glands and so forth that are up in there. I don't know what they're called.
Right.
I just know that someone's got them. Problems up there, you know. So I'll just say under the arm because I don't know the medical terms of that area. But
okay,
someone's got stuff, something going on there too.
Amen. And he knows exactly what it is. Glory to
yes.
God.
That's right.
All right. So we will start opening up the lines, unless you guys want to say anything else before we start. We have three people already with the number one key press.
Glory. Anointing is flowing.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. That's what you said. That you said in the text message, and when it came through, it just hit me. It said, awesome healing anointing. And that's, you know, getting radio prophetic healing, and the next line was, awesome healing anointing. And I'm like, just hit me. Like when I read that, boom, it just something hit me, you know. It was like, oh, this is gonna,
glory,
this is really going to be good. It is.
Thank you,
yes,
Lord.
Amen.
Thank you. Okay, well, you know what? You know, we open the line for Pastor Mom first. So hopefully she's ready here. She's in a good position. Her and Pastor Catherine. And I know Pastor Catherine had a prayer request today as well. So we'll open up their lines first.
Amen.
Pastor Mom, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Wonderful. Hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
Is there anything you want prayer for today, Mom? Pastor Mom?
Yes, you can pray for me and give me a good prayer. And I thank the Lord for that.
Okay, anything in particular? Is anything hurting now?
No, nothing's hurting. My arm got hurt.
Okay. And I wanted to say that Pastor Mom, she's been getting some strength, more strength, and she was able to get off the bed herself and transfer. I just want to do this myself right now. And I said, well, hallelujah. I'll just stand and watch you do it. And that was this week. And so we thank God for the strength that the Lord is giving her. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise
That's
you, Lord.
That's good. Wonderful.
Okay,
wonderful.
So what she wants prayer about, I believe it's her right arm. Is your right arm, Pastor Mom?
Right. My right arm, yes.
Yeah, it's her right arm, and it's around the muscle in the upper arm, and around that muscle area, it goes up to her shoulder, and then sometimes up into her neck. Now, Pastor Mom, are you feeling any pain there right now? You said you're feeling some pain?
No, it's not real bad, but it's still... It hurts so much.
Yeah. Okay. Now, you know what we say, zero pain, zero is no pain. 10 is real, a whole lot of pain. Where are you? You about maybe a 3 or 4?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's not too bad, but it's, you can still feel it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so I have a question for you, Apostle Kizzy. If I were there in the room with you and I were looking at where you would point at the pain, would it start from or would it include where the shoulder attaches to the upper arm? Or
no?
No,
I think. Oh, it does. Okay. All right, Mom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, like, where the shoulder attaches to the it can be more than that.
Say it again, Mom.
Oh, it starts from the middle of my arm and goes up from my arm and the head.
Okay.
Can
it starts in the middle. Yes, ma'am. In the middle of her upper arm where the muscle is.
Right.
And then it goes up. It goes up to the shoulder and then sometimes all the way to the neck.
Right.
Okay.
You need to pray over that.
Oh, yeah.
It's exactly the thing.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I didn't know what this was. I had about an hour and a half or 2 hours before the broadcast. We came back from dinner, and I just couldn't stand it anymore. And I said, Linda, you've got to rub me. You got to rub my upper shoulder. You got to rub my neck, and you got to pray over me. And she said, well, were you weightlifting too much? I said, no. I don't know what this is. And we have to pray over this. We have to pray over it right now.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I know exactly what she was feeling. Okay. We have to pray over this. We have to pray over it now. Or, Linda, just lay hands on me, and then I'll be the contact for Pastor Mom.
Okay.
This needs to go. This has been revealed by the Spirit of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Right there. Yeah.
I'll just lay my hands on her face.
Okay.
Okay. Father God, we come before your presence in Jesus' name. And right now, we command this arm healed in Jesus' name. And the shoulder and neck of Pastor Mom. We command all pain to leave. And whatever needs fixed, Lord, we ask you to fix it right now. We ask you to recreate whatever needs created, and we ask you to fix whatever's broken. And right now we command all pain to leave Pastor Mom's arm in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Glory to your name, Jesus.
Now we now realize, Lord, that you were actually revealing something for tonight, and I was not catching on to it. But I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. And so therefore, by the power of your spirit,
yes.
And I agree with Little in this prayer, and by the power of your spirit, this condition has got to leave. You have been exposed by the Holy Ghost several hours ahead of time, 2 or 3 hours ahead of time. I break your power in the name of Jesus, and I command every bit of pain off of Pastor Mom's shoulder, upper arm, and all the way up into the neck, and including if there is any in the collarbone area as well. And I command you to go. The Holy Ghost has exposed you, and it's his job, and it's his right, and it's his privilege to heal you in Jesus' name. So all pain and all symptoms, you go. You're excommunicated in Jesus' name. You are evicted in Jesus' name. And I loose the power of Almighty God on this upper arm, the shoulder, the neck, and even the collarbone if necessary. We thank you, Lord God, for the ministration of your spirit.
Yes, praise you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Wow, how are you feeling right now? How are you feeling right now, Pastor Mom?
It feels a little bit, but it still hurts.
Still hurts. Feels a little better.
Okay. Feels a little better. So we're going to pray again.
Okay.
Okay. In the name of Jesus, this time I lay hands on my wife. And this right shoulder and the neck, the upper arm, I lay hands on you by the power of the name of Jesus. And by the power of the Spirit of God, I order all pain to get out. The anointing is going in you right now. Okay, Pastor Mom is a very good receiver. Okay, there goes anointing right now. Now it's getting stronger. The anointing is getting stronger. It's going right in you. It's going right in you. You are definitely a good receiver. Holy Spirit, sir, we thank you for the power that is surging into Pastor Mom right now. I thank you, Lord, that we can feel it going out of our hands right into her body. So we, there goes another wave. Really hard now. Glory to Jesus. Thank you. Oh, my gosh, yes. Still even stronger. Wow. Thank you, Holy Spirit, sir. Thank you, Lord Jesus, our Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We loose this anointing into the shoulders, the neck, the upper arm, all of it.
Thank you, Jesus.
You've got to be completely healed now because the Holy Ghost is all over you. Thank you, Lord. That anointing went in. It went in.
Thank you, Jesus.
The anointing definitely went in. Absolutely.
Thank you, Lord.
Pastor Mom?
Yes.
What are you experiencing now?
No, it feels a little better.
Okay.
It feels a little better.
Okay. If the pain was a 3 or a 4 before ahead of time, what is it now?
It's like a 3 or 4.
It's still a 3 or 4. We're gonna pray again.
Yes. Okay.
All right. We're gonna pray again. Because I know anointing, I could feel anointing going into her.
Uh-huh.
And she's a very good. In Jesus' name, Lord, we are not going to take no for an answer. Now, you have revealed this condition. You have revealed this condition before the broadcast. And in the name of Jesus, we command every bit of pain and whatever's causing it. We loose healing into the upper arm, the shoulder, the neck, the collarbone. We command in Jesus' name all pain to get out. We order you to leave in Jesus' name. We break every evil force that would be attacking her, and we also loose the healing anointing to heal any physical or organic source of pain and discomfort. We loose the Spirit of God, and we say in Jesus' name, we now claim healing, and we thank you, Lord, for touching Pastor Mom this very night. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now move your arm around a little, Pastor Mom, and see how you feel.
Yeah. It feels better.
Crazy.
It feels better. Okay. Is it down to a one?
Yes.
Okay.
We're going to go again. We're going to go again. We'll go again. That's fine. I think it's trying to be stubborn, but it's not stubborn enough. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I break this, and I command it to go in Jesus' name, and I break it completely off. Now you wait just a moment and you test that out again, and then I'll tell you what just happened. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Okay, Pastor Mom, how are you feeling?
It feels much better.
Okay.
That's
the phrase she always uses when she's received it. I'll tell you what I felt led to do. I've only felt led to do this about three or four times in my whole life. And Linda's here. She can tell you. I felt led to do like a chopping motion right at that area. And I felt led to chop that while I was praying. And I just followed what I felt led by the Spirit of God. I know that making a chopping motion at a body part in and of itself doesn't do a thing. I know that. But if you're led by the Spirit of God then and you obey, you'll get a result. That's why. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Amen.
Thank you so much for calling in. Praise God.
Hallelujah. And Lord God, we just thank you right now for sealing that healing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that it the blood of Jesus seals it, the Holy Spirit seals it, the Word of God seals that healing right now in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That the pain she has felt before, that she will feel no more forever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Amen. And both of my arms are just lit up in the spirit. I just feel like
Hallelujah.
They're being tangibly touched right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your healing, Lord.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you for calling in. Bless you so much.
Thank you. Thank you all so much for giving me this blessing.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, let's go to Pastor Catherine, since she's right next to you.
Well, praise God.
Yeah.
My muscles start jumping at the end. In her arm. Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, that's awesome. Praise you, Lord Jesus. You're just the best ever. The best ever.
Well, I have a couple of things tonight.
Okay.
The first one is I've been kind of dealing with my throat, also in my nasal. But
okay.
I think it's only in my nasal when I wake up in the morning sometime, but my throat just kind of feel kind of, I won't say scratchy, it was scratchy, but it just kind of feel like I'm getting a sore throat. But it never come to maturity or anything, but it just kind of like it lingers there.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then the other thing I would like prayer for is that I'm going to go Friday to a specialist, an adrenal gland specialist, because about 20 years ago now that they saw a mask on my adrenal gland, but they wanted to do surgery, but another doctor told me don't bother it if it doesn't bother me. And so he suggested that I go home and don't worry about it. They kept a watch on it for about a couple of years, and it didn't grow anything. And then my primary doctor wanted to check on it again, and she just said there was something that she saw in my blood that she wanted to still have checked out. So she's sending me back to a specialist.
Okay.
To see what's going on. So.
And does the blood check thing have to do with the adrenal gland stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. And you know where the adrenal glands are?
No, I don't really know.
Okay.
I know what they are, but I don't know where they're located.
Are they like in the throatish area, or where are they? I don't know. If we were going to lay hands on you.
It's next to the kidney, I know.
Oh, okay.
Okay, then it's
see?
Not exactly at all what I thought.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
The kidney, okay.
Next to the kidney. All righty.
Okay.
So there might be, or there was, but we didn't worry about it 20 years ago. We just want to make sure there's no growing masses near the adrenal glands.
Right, absolutely.
Okay. All right. We had you in mind. We knew from last month that you were going to have a test coming up. So we were even talking about this, you know, earlier today, that we knew that, you know, you were going to have this prayer request and everything. So we've been waiting for you. Praise God.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, Linda, I'm going to lay hands on your.
Yeah, like right in here.
Now, as you're doing that, I'm looking it up, and the adrenal gland is the top of each. There's an adrenal gland at the top of each kidney, and it's responsible for releasing different hormones.
Okay.
So adrenal disorders occur when the adrenal gland produces too much or too little of these hormones.
We don't want any masses, no growths around or hindering the adrenal gland.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to have you stand up for just a moment, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Right.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this privilege that all of us can gather together. But I specifically thank you that Apostle Kizzy, Linda, and myself can gather together for our friend, Pastor Catherine.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank you for her faith. I thank you for our faith. I really thank you for your spirit being here. And so I lay my hands on Linda as a point of contact above the kidney area. And in Jesus' name, on our end, it feels like electrical current. Now, your end may feel nothing, or it may feel a lot of things. I don't know. I loose this Holy Ghost current into the adrenal gland area, and I command any unnecessary or unwanted growths to shrink and die and become nothingness in the name of Jesus. It's the spirit of a living God. It's the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And I thank you, Lord, that it is not by might nor by power, but as it truly is by your spirit. I order and command with all of us here joining in prayer together, any and all unnecessary, unwanted, ungodly, unholy, if there's anything, bumps, growths, anything, I command you to cease in Jesus' name. I command you to shrink. I command you to die in Jesus' name. And we loose this electricity type anointing into these areas, into Pastor Catherine. We thank you, Lord, that the Holy Ghost is going in. There is a healing beginning now, and it will continue next minute after that, next minute after that, next hour after that, next day after that, etc. I thank you that the anointing is going in. I thank you that it is beginning a healing back here in the adrenal glands in Jesus' name. And we command in Jesus' name the healing power of God going into this body. We thank you, Lord. Lord, I ask you to bless Pastor Catherine with a clean bill of health in this area. I also, for good measure, lay hands on her throat in Jesus' name, just for good measure. And you scratchiness in Jesus' name, you attempted scratchiness in Jesus' name, oh, there you go. You got it. You're getting it. You're getting it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed are you, Lord Jesus. I loose the anointing into the throat. Whatever the cause is of this attempted scratchiness, we command you to stop. We command you to cease in the name of Jesus, and you're done. You're over. That's it. Lord, I thank you that the power of your spirit has touched Pastor Catherine in both of these areas. And we look forward for good reports and to hear good things in Jesus' name. And by your spirit, we thank you very much, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, yeah. Well, praise God.
Whew.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
And I wanted to say that, you know, as Elder Philip was saying, the ailment that the Lord said would be healed today, he said, below the breastbone, and that's where the adrenal gland is.
Oh.
It's at the top of the kidneys, both kidneys, so it's right below the breastbone.
Mm. Oh,
or,
okay.
I didn't know that.
In that area.
Yeah. Glory to God. I didn't know that.
No, I didn't either.
Wow. Well,
hallelujah.
That's amazing. I had no idea. I had no earthly idea.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's mind-blowing. Praise you,
yes.
Lord, we just give you a praise break right now.
Thank you.
That I didn't even know. I didn't even know that was the adrenal gland. I had no idea. I just know I texted Apostle Kizzy. It's in this area of the body. I didn't even know. Lord Jesus, we praise you. Holy Spirit, we praise you. You are so good. You are so amazing. The fact that you would just tip your hand like that and then move on behalf of one of your children like this. I just praise you and praise you and praise you, Lord Jesus. I just praise you, Lord Jesus. Oh, you are so good. You are so good. You are so good. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
But
I don't know if you perceived anything.
While we're on, I'll just go ahead and tell you.
Okay.
That, you know, I had that thing you know, that was a, that was on my shoulder, and I didn't know what it was. It turns out it's probably a word of knowledge, you know what I mean? But I'm just moving my arm up and down and around, and I couldn't do that before, you know? So we know that, you know, that was something for Pastor Miles. I am really in amazement of the Lord Jesus.
I mean, you
don't think I would be after 5 years of doing this with you, but I am in amazement of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Wow. Wow.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Amen. All right. I just really feel led to play our song.
Amen.
For both Pastor Catherine and Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. Look what the Lord has done.
Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done.
Amen. Look what the Lord has done. Hallelujah. And we haven't heard all of it yet, but we will. Amen. Amen. Well, we praise God for you, Pastor Catherine, and we're looking for a good report, and we're praising God in advance.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Wow.
Amen. Now, how did your throat feel any different yet?
Yes, it feels a lot better. A lot better. It wasn't too bad.
Jesus is so Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Gracious.
Oh,
he's
amazing.
Thank you all so
wow.
much.
Yes, thank you.
Thank
so
you
much.
For calling in and bless you so much.
Yeah, thank
we
you.
We
so
look
much.
Forward to the good reports.
Amen. Me too.
Wow.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. So I was trying to text you this, but I'm just going to say it out loud because I'm not able to text and do all this at the same time. You might want to check with Minister Linda. You might want to check with your daughter. She might have called in, and she was on hold for a while, and or whoever it was, a 330 number just like
right.
yours, the same area code. I was trying to text, and
yeah.
it didn't come out right. But anyway.
Mary, Dan, or Debbie.
So please check with her. Amen.
Yeah, check with them. Check with them and say,
so,
hey, you know, get back on.
If she call back in, we can take her now before we start with someone else.
Glory to God.
So, amen. Let her know that. So, amen. For those who may have just joined us, God is doing something tonight. Amen. We just love it when he just shows up in a different way. And so when he's showing ailments that are going on, you know, sometimes we just don't even realize the fullness of what he's doing, you know, as he's doing it. Sometimes we don't realize until we begin to pray, and then the Lord will give us more of a word of knowledge and let us know what's going on. So something was going on with Elder Phillip earlier today, and, you know, he had his wife to pray for him, and come to find out that was a word of knowledge for Pastor Mom, her upper arm, her shoulder, her neck. He was perceiving all of that. And, you know, Pastor Price says, I know that this is not mine, you know.
Yeah.
But sometimes the way that we perceive it, it's so, quote-unquote, real. as he shows it to us, that you know, we don't quite know for sure, so we just pray over it. Amen. But he revealed, that was Pastor Mom, and so we believe that what he revealed, he has healed. And then Pastor Catherine, you know, I kind of thought that adrenal gland was around the neck, but, you know, a throat or something like that, kind of like the thyroid or something, but it was not in one. See, sometimes God tries to tell us things, but we don't know enough to understand what he's saying. Yeah. And so the word came to Elder Philip about something below the breastbone. And something, and we, when Pastor Catherine was talking about her adrenal gland, we looked it up and saw on the images, on the good old Google images, that the adrenal gland is the top of the kidney, and the top of the kidney, I thought the kidneys were lower than that. So it was good to look at the diagram to see that the kidneys do, they start low, but then they come high, and then on top of the kidney is the adrenal gland, and the adrenal gland is positioned under the breastbone. So, you know, we're connecting the dots of what God has communicated. Hallelujah.
Right.
And that's why, you know, the Bible says this, that that we prophesy in part.
Yeah.
You know, so he gave Elder Philip a part of it and led me to go online to see how those dots connected. And so,
amen.
Awesome. Just
amen.
Awesome. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Because he wanted us to know that, you know, what he was saying. Thank you, Jesus. So now the other ailment that we show here is under the arm. Amen. And so anyone else, you know, if you're going through any of that, make sure you press your number one key. We still see you, Pastor Price, and we see you, Minister Rachel, as well. We were waiting on that 330 number to call back in again. Did you happen to talk to her, Minister Linda?
She did. Well, we texted a 330 number and said call back in.
Yes.
We haven't received a...
I have several people with a 330 number were invited to call tonight,
right.
So we weren't sure who it was.
Right.
And
do
you
have
one? I did not write it down this time. So
okay.
Okay. So we're going to go ahead with Pastor Price and Minister Rachel, and if they call in again, you talk to them. Tell them just hold on, be patient. You know, just wait,
right.
And hopefully they can. Maybe something is going on in the background with them that they couldn't stay on.
Right.
So, you know, but, okay, if they call back in, we will get to them as soon as possible because they were next in line, and maybe I should have said that.
Okay.
So, okay,
yes.
Pastor Price, opening up the line for you. Praise God. Welcome, Pastor Price.
Glory to God. God bless you all. God bless you, Apostle and Elder and Minister Hawking. God bless you all. I was calling because I had kind of similar symptoms that Pastor Catcher. I've been having kind of a scratchy throat. I came to St. Louis for my birthday, and when I got back, well, even right before I began to come, I was starting to have, I don't know if it was allergic reaction or pollen or whatever this was, but I've been standing against it, or even if I was filling somebody else, because I have an uncle that my dad's brother has been in the hospital for his respiratory system. And so I didn't know if I was standing concerning him and was allowed to have a word of knowledge about that. I don't know if it was my son and his daughter who's been had problems in their nasal passages, been standing for them. And then there's a couple of pastor friends of mine who have been having trouble in their respiratory system. So I just want to have prayer to join with me from mine with the you know, with the breathing and wheezing and all of that. I went to my daughter's said that they wanted me to go to the doctor, and I did go to the doctor, and they gave me some antibiotic, and she said she was giving me the antibiotic for treatment of pneumonia, she said, because I was coughing up a lot of phlegm and stuff. Well, the first night I took the antibiotic, it really helped tremendously. I'm almost saying it took away a lot of that thing, but I've been still taking the antibiotic for the last 3 or 4 days. So I'm doing much, much better than what I had been doing before. But I've been standing, so I wanted to be able to work. You know, as you know, the word says, two of you agree on earth is touching, and Apostle
yes.
Already said about how there's power in united prayer. So I wanted prayer. That's for myself. The other is for my daughter Amber. She came in last night. She said, Mom, she said, have God been showing you what's going on? She said, I'm under my arms are hurting. She said, under my arms, her arms. So we don't know if it's glands from, you know, that time of the month or whatever.
Right,
but
right,
she's
right.
Not in the room. She's not in the room with me. And I'm in the room in here. They're in another room. Her room is upstairs, and I'm downstairs, you know. So I just wanted prayer for her, for Amber, for under her arm. And the last one is with Joy. She's been having also during that time pains on the lower back. So we just want to stand for them, and I stand with them, and just wanted to, with that anointing and this, God will release today, you know, for prayer for them too. God bless you.
Okay. No, wow. This is so amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you picking up anything specific, or you want me to lead, or which?
Go.
Okay.
Go ahead and lead.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Lord, I'm feeling just to stretch forth my hands.
Jesus.
For these three, but I want to start with Pastor Price in her throat and respite. There it goes right there. She's really drawing it right out of us.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Right
thank you, Father.
Just
bless your name.
It's like, it's hard to start praying. The power of God started coming on us.
Yes,
I loose this anointing flowing out of our hands. Right in the past.
Yes, Father God. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
I command flooding into you right now.
Yes,
I command in Jesus' name to be eradicated from this body.
Your name.
Yes, Jesus.
I order you out in Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
every
name. Thank you, Father.
Every race of pneumonia, I order you out of this body.
Yes, Jesus.
In Jesus'
every
name.
Every problem regarding sore throat, I don't care if it's allergy, pollen, pneumonia-related, I don't care. In Jesus' name, I command you to be completely healed by the power and authority of the Spirit of the living God.
Yes, Father God.
I order this in Jesus' name, and I command gone in Jesus' name.
Yes, Jesus.
Yes, Jesus' name.
Out!
In Jesus' name.
We
thank you, God. We bless your name,
Lord
God.
Upon you at
hallelujah.
Storm. The anointing is still going in you powerfully.
Yes,
thank you,
strong.
Father.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this willing recipient. Thank you. Just like a burning anointing that's going in.
Yes, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Yes, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
Okay. Lord, I want to pray over Amber with the underarm thing.
Yes.
Lord, we collectively take our stand on the word of the living God, and we take our stand on what has been revealed by the Holy Ghost.
Yes, Jesus.
I loose this heat into the underarm area. I think it may be some kind of a gland or something, but I don't know for sure. So I'm just going to say, in the name of Jesus, whatever the Holy Spirit has put his finger on for Amber, on behalf of Amber's body, I command that to be healed in the name of
Jesus.
Because the Holy Ghost has revealed. And what he reveals is what he's healing.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
What
thank
the
Lord,
Lord reveals, he heals. So I speak unto whatever that is, whether it's a rash, whether it's a gland, whether it's a whatever it is, a growth, whatever you are, in Jesus' name, if it's
Jesus,
a problem with a muscle, whatever it is,
Jesus.
I order you by the power of the name of Jesus to stop, and I order healing into that part of your body in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
I can feel it. I'm shaking my finger at it, and I can feel the power of God coming out of my supernatural, I'm shaking at it in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
I command you in Jesus' name to get out of
the
healing.
Be
healed, Lord. I thank you, Father. Let's pray for joy. Let's pray for joy in the lower back. Thank you, Lord, for your spirit that is upon us very strongly.
Jesus. Yes, Jesus.
So I just touch my wife's back in Jesus' name. As a point of contact, and I command in the name of Jesus all lower back pain out
in Jesus' name.
I order, there you go, right there. There it
Thank
is.
You, Jesus.
There it is. There it is. Now the anointing has started to flow right into her.
Yes, Jesus.
Thank you, Holy Spirit, sir.
Yes, Jesus. Thank
I loose
Jesus.
This anointing out of our hands into Amber's body. We thank you, Lord, that you know, you're doing it. You
thank
are
you,
doing
Jesus.
It. You are doing it. You
thank
are
you,
doing
Jesus.
It. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Our power's still going in. Thank you, Lord, for setting me in the free.
Yes, Jesus.
Holy Ghost is still going in. Holy Ghost is still going in. Okay. Thank you.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Lord. Bless
thank
you, Lord.
Jesus.
Bless you, Lord. Bless you,
thank
Lord.
You,
wow. Well, Pastor Price, let us know what's happening on your end.
Glory to God. Just thank God for that prayer, and I could just when you were praying for me, I could see the things lifting, just lifting, in Jesus' name. And even I can breathing better through my nose. In Jesus' name. So I thank God. I receive the healing. I receive wholeness and wellness. In Jesus' name. God bless you. Thank you all. I thank God and thank you all for prayer, for your prayers. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in. It's a blessing to get to talk to you. Praise.
All right. Thank you. All right. God bless
you
all and all of you all.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
We are expecting that God has moved already on you, Amber, and Joy in the name of Jesus. And so, you know, as it manifests, you know, if we're still on the line, text me, you know, and let me know about it. And we thank and praise God in advance for complete healing, health, and wholeness, and for sealing the healing. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Yes, Jesus.
Wow.
All right.
Yes, Jesus.
So right now, we have two people holding, and that's Minister Rachel and Pastor Rita. Anyone else?
Okay.
We still have time now. We have just a little bit over an hour. But if you've been with us before, you know that this is going to pass pretty quickly. We see an area code 706. Q, we have not seen you before. I don't recognize your number. So we just want to acknowledge that we do see you. Thank you for coming on. And if you're in need of healing, please feel free to press your number one key. While I'm doing a little shout-out here, shout-out to Reverend Treva, Minister Carrie, Minister Mary. Praise the Lord. Good to see all of you here today. And then we've talked to others who are on the line. So we're opening up the line now for Minister Rachel And then for Pastor Rita, praise God. Welcome, Minister Rachel. You have your mute on, Minister Rachel.
Hi, everyone. Hi.
Hi,
Pastor. Trying to see your name, Lord, forgive me. Elder Philip Hockey and beautiful lady Linda Hockey and my godmama, Pastor Kissy, and everyone on the line, Pastor Mom, Pastor Helen, everyone, and Pastor Catherine, all the beautiful people of God. I'm just calling because I have some discomfort in my stomach area, belly. I know sometimes we go through stuff through the month, so that's probably what's about to happen. I'm not sure, some discomfort. I just wanted prayer for that.
Where are you feeling that at? That discomfort is it in your lower stomach or your upper stomach?
Lower.
Okay, lower stomach.
Like below the navel.
Okay. And you know, looking at zero being no pain and 10 being excruciating. Where are you from 0 to 10?
3.
Okay.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I'm laying down before I was sitting in the chair.
Okay. Does it feel better when you're laying down?
Yeah. 3.
Yeah.
Okay.
All righty. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Just lead us, lead us, lead us,
yes,
lead
Jesus.
Us, Lord. Lead us as to how you would have us to pray.
Yes, Jesus.
Lead us as to how you would
yes,
have us
Jesus.
To pray.
Yes, Jesus.
Lead us as to how you, okay. Kind of like I felt led to pray with Pastor Price, I'm just standing here and little Linda's with me, and I'm just feeling led to stretch out my hands. You know, if you were laying down and they were with you, and I was just putting my hands on your lower abdomen. So there it goes, right there. Okay.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're an eager receiver tonight.
Yes, Jesus.
I loose. Wow.
Yes, Jesus.
We didn't even start praying, Holy Spirit. You just started doing. I loosed it. Oh, my gosh. I loosed
yes,
this anointing.
Yes, Jesus.
I loose this anointing into Minister Rachel in Jesus. There it
yes,
goes, right
Jesus.
There.
Hallelujah.
Wow. Wow.
Thank
I just,
you,
I command in Jesus' name by the power of the Spirit of God, every
thank
bit
you,
of discomfort
Jesus.
And pain you've got to leave. The Holy Ghost is flowing
yes, Jesus.
Out of our hands and into Minister Rachel's
yes,
body.
Yes,
and
Jesus.
It's just flowing. It's like really flowing. There's just a flow. She's really
you,
a receptive
Jesus.
Vessel.
Thank you, Jesus.
She's an eager receptive. Thank you, Father. She's just taking it. She's taking your spirit.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. It's even getting even stronger. I command in Jesus' name every bit of discomfort and pain to go. The Holy Ghost is just flowing.
Yes, Jesus.
To Minister Rachel. Every bit of this lower stomach, I command
yes,
you free, Jesus. Free, free. Free from discomfort and pain. And I command in Jesus' name and by the power of the Spirit, freedom from whatever caused the discomfort or pain. I order that to be out in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Holy Spirit. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
It's okay to tell me if I'm wrong, because sometimes, you know, we step out in faith, but I'm sensing that you're at least 50% better or more. And if I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong.
Yeah, I'm able to lift my right leg. You know, like
now,
people do like exercise when they're on the exercise mat and they lifting their leg and moving it back and forth. It doesn't hurt like badly and stuff like that. Just feel like I just have to go
okay.
to the bathroom.
Okay. So when you first lay down, is it 10% better, 90% better, where...
I don't feel anything. I just have to just feel like I have to go to the bathroom.
Okay.
Like, not... Like, no, not discomfort. I can get up. I'm actually wiggling.
Okay.
I'm doing certain things. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Okay. Well, I felt that she would be at least 50% better.
Yeah.
I think she's way
better. Yes, I do, too.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Linda's shaking her head, yes.
Yeah.
Like Linda's shaking her head like, yes, she's got it. She's got it. Linda's
got it. She just got it in the bathroom.
Yeah. Yeah. Linda's got the confirmation of the Holy Ghost. Yep, you got it. You just need to go to the bathroom. That's okay. We all need to do it. You know? Praise God. Wow.
Thank you all. God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I have to tell you, that was amazing. Well, I think whenever you laid down, I think you must have been like totally receptive, because even before we started to pray, the Spirit of the Lord just started going like water right out of my hands. And I'm thinking, my gosh, this young lady is receptive. I just have to, you know, you were like receptivity on steroids,
yes,
you know?
Uh-huh.
I
definitely.
Mean, yes.
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
And Linda's feeling it too. She's
yes,
picking
definitely.
It up by the Holy Ghost.
Definitely.
So
I could laugh without it being hurting when you said that. I could laugh.
Well, congratulations.
Glory
to
God.
Spirit of God. Praise God.
Praise you, Jesus.
You got it.
Praise you, Jesus.
Got you got it. That's it.
Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me. He was just in time. I'm going to praise his name. He said he's just a name. Come on, praise him. Look what the Lord has done.
That's awesome.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise
Amen.
God.
We pray for the sealing of that healing in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus.
Praise
you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Really
we're going to release you to go ahead and do what you need to do, Minister Rachel.
Yep.
Amen. Have
amen.
A blessed night.
Praise you, Jesus.
That was amazing.
Amen. All right. I thought I saw someone else come on the line. I was looking for our 330 number and did not see it. So, and then they like almost immediately hung up. So, all right. So let's go to Pastor Rita. Welcome, Pastor Rita. You have your mute on?
Hello.
Hello.
That's
Rita?
Yes, I'm on. I'm on. How did I mute?
Praise,
sorry.
The Lord.
Praise the Lord, everyone. God bless
Glory.
You all. Glory to God. Glory to God. I just first wanted to give God glory and honor for his healing virtues. Our mom is in the rehab still. We had a team meeting with her and the team today, and she's doing so much better. They're talking about releasing her next week. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is in the healing business and us moving and doing things. I've been having some lower back pain in my lower back, and just when I'm stooping over to pick up things or bending over for a long period of time, when I stand back up, it was just excruciating. My husband said, what's wrong? I said, I don't know. You know, started. But to God be the glory, because he's doing great and mighty things. We're still believing God for the right home health nurses to be here in the home with mom when she is released. And that has really been a supernatural challenge. She is 91, and, you know, her God is just good. I just got off the phone praying with her. That's why I was late getting on the line. But to God be the glory. We just thank God for what he's, all that he's doing, all that he's done, all that he's continued to do to carry her through, because we really thought we had lost her 4 weeks ago when she just passed out, you know, just blacked out. Her pressure was so low, 70 over 40. That was just unbelievable.
Praise Jesus.
Yeah.
Praise Jesus. Praise God.
Yes, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Father, I thank you so much for the testimony.
Yes, Jesus.
I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. The healing power. I thank you for Minister Rita sharing and blessing us and encouraging our faith with what's happening. Find faith with her, first of all, for the home nursing situation. You said that we should pray, lead us, not into temptations, problems, but deliver us from the temptation and so forth. So I'm gonna pray that phrase of the prayer from Matthew 6. I'm asking you to lead this family, you know, away from troubles and so forth regarding getting
thank
home
you.
Nursing
and thank
have
you,
them just pass through the problems of whatever it would be to get it. And I'm asking you to give them supernatural favor and
thank
lead
you.
Them in guidance
thank
from the
you.
Right agency or the right nurses,
thank you,
or however that works, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Any hindrances, in Jesus' name. I might be picking up something from the Spirit, and if I'm not, just say, no, you're wrong. Have there been bureaucratic problems in getting the nursing at home?
Has it been what?
Like paperwork and paperwork and problems like that or not?
Yes, exactly.
I'm going to call it bureaucratic problems. Paperwork problems,
yes, Jesus.
You know, bureaucratic problems, rules problems, this kind of thing, all of it. I'm calling it bureaucratic problems in Jesus' name. Paperwork problems. You have been exposed by the Spirit of God right when we were starting to pray, right in mid-sentence. And I command you in Jesus' name, just like we speak to sicknesses, I speak to you in Jesus' name. I cancel this assignment of every evil force, whether it be in the natural with bad personalities or whether it be actual demon spirits that are stirring up problems. I come against you in the name of Jesus. I also come against the spirit of discouragement, trying to discourage the family in this process in Jesus' name. I bind, you've been exposed, both of you have been exposed by the Holy Ghost. Now take your bags and go in Jesus' name. I cast you out of this family. I cast you away from this family. I loose a spirit of peace, and I loose a quicker process, a fast process, a peaceful process in this thing that they need to do in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, that you reveal it by your spirit. Glory to your name. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, I receive it. I believe it. Thank you. Yes, Jesus. Thank you.
In faith by the Spirit of God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Yes, you got to do that stuff. But this is going to be like a brand new day. We're like, oh, my gosh, we couldn't get this thing going. That mountain has been that spirit, that whole problem, No,
yes, Jesus.
It has been loosed, been bound out of the way in Jesus'
name.
Thank
you.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you. He revealed it right in mid-sentence. Thank you. Glory to your name, Lord. Glory to your name, Lord. Glory to your name, Lord. You're amazing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord,
we praise your name. Thank you, Lord. Yes, you are amazing. You're awesome. Nothing's too hard.
I'm going
way
ahead. We've got such an anointing that is just flowing through this group tonight.
Yes, yes.
And I'm going to lay hands on my wife's back, and you're going to get a quick healing.
Okay.
I mean,
thank
there's such a spirit.
Hallelujah.
Such the Holy Spirit.
I lay hands on my wife's lower back in Jesus' name. And by the power of the Spirit and the anointing who is here in our midst, God the Holy Ghost in our midst, I command in Jesus' name every bit of lower back pain to be healed.
Thank you, Jesus.
The cause of this lower back pain, I command you to be healed. I speak healing to you by the Spirit of the living God.
Thank you.
And
Jesus.
Also by the power of God that's going out of our hands, but not only our hands, but this time out of our mouths in
Jesus'
name. Speak unto you in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
I command every bit of lower back pain to go, and I command fullness of motion. So when she bends over and then gets up and bends over and gets up, I speak freedom to that part of the body in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you that we have decreed it. We have declared it.
Praise you, Lord.
The only thing left to happen now is for it to be done. And we thank you in Jesus' name that it begins now. Maybe he's even done now. I don't know, but praise God.
Praise
you, Lord.
Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Well, I know you've received something.
Yes.
Were you in pain when you called in?
Yes, I was. Yes, I was. But I've been bending down while you were praying, touching my toes, and there's no pain there now. Because it would hurt when I stand up. Hallelujah. I just bend down, touch my toes, and I stood back up. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Great is thy thing. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Th associated with it, hallelujah,
yes,
has left, never to return.
Yes,
in Jesus' body and holy name. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Left.
Amen. Amen. Also, with the situation with Joy, as you were praying for Pastor Price's daughter, it could be something new that she has tried on. Sometimes deodorants causes pain under the arms and armpits and the lymph nodes, because it's happened to me numerous times. And so that's mm-hmm. what the Lord was revealing to me. That, yeah,
okay.
something new
okay.
that she's
so
tried. Yeah. Praise God.
Yeah. Thank
you,
God.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, that's right, Pastor Rita. That kind of went across my mind, too. So
yeah.
Pastor Price might want to check with her to see if she changed deodorant.
Mm-hmm.
So that will definitely make that
glory.
Happen.
Yeah.
Glory to
yeah,
God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amen.
God is wonderful.
Okay, thank you
God
so
is.
Much, Pastor.
Love you. God
glory
bless
God.
You all. God
bless
God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Bless you. Praise God.
With Jesus.
Amen. Have a blessed
Amen.
Night. And tell Pastor
love
Eric that we said hello. Amen.
Yes, Pastor Eric. He said.
Oops.
I cut you off. Sorry. What were you saying, Pastor?
I said, Pastor Eric said hello.
Hello. Oh, hi. Glory to God.
He's here, too. Hallelujah. Yeah, he's here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
God.
Okay, continue to touch your toes. Have a blessed night.
I am, yes. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a wonderful thing to bend down and touch your toes with no pain. Hallelujah.
Glory
to
God.
Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Wow. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes when we are praying with people and you're on the line and you're praying for people as well, and if you're in need of a healing, check yourself. You might have gotten healed while somebody else was getting
mm-hmm.
healed tonight. Amen.
Yes.
We've seen
yes.
that happen on numerous occasions.
Yes,
where,
we have.
Where you just kind of said, I'm going to stand with them. I'm going to pray for them as well. And then as you're praying for someone and you're standing for them, your healing comes as well. So if that's happening
Amen.
To anyone, you know, press your number one key and share that testimony with us tonight.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Now, at this point, I don't see any more number one keys pressed.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So, amen. I'll just encourage you
Thank
to
you.
Press your number one key, and I will continue to look at the board here, but I'll take a little break right now. And we always like to pray the prayer of salvation because we don't know
yes.
who's coming on this line. And we want to make
That's
sure
right.
that you are born again. Hallelujah. And then we'll, if I don't see number one keys pressed by then, we'll talk about what's going on the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcast.
Amen.
So in the meantime, Elder Phillip, and Minister Linda, you guys take a little break over there and relax. Hallelujah. And then we'll be back to you in a little bit here. Hallelujah. So, amen. You're on the line today, and you just see God moving by his Spirit and healing people. This is real. Hallelujah. And it's for you as well. You know, the Lord will heal you whether you are born again Christian or not. But when you become born again, we get to co-labor with him. And that's what we're doing right now. We're co-laboring with the Lord as he's healing people tonight. We're making ourselves available to him so that he could heal through us tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Or we could facilitate that he's, you know, him healing people. So we want to make sure that you're born again because he absolutely loves you.
John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. The Lord loves us so much that he gave Jesus to us. Hallelujah. To whosoever, he didn't leave anybody out, whosoever, hallelujah, can have the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to God. And Romans 10:9 tells us exactly how to be able to receive Jesus so that we can have eternal life. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Amen. I believe that's very clear. You shall be saved. Amen. And so when it says, if you confess with your mouth, that's saying a prayer, opening up your mouth and saying a prayer. Hallelujah. And then believing in your heart, it's making a choice to believe that Jesus is who he says he is, that God really loves you. And even though you don't understand everything, even though we were not there 2,000 years ago to see everything that happened, we still make a choice to believe God, knowing that he loves us, and to receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior. So repeat this prayer after me with all your heart. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. Come into my heart.
Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your ways and help me to follow you. And now I know, according to the Bible, I am saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 If you prayed that prayer tonight with all your heart, you are saved. You are born again. And some may say, that's too simple. But the Word of God says, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, hallelujah, the Lord Jesus, you shall be saved. Amen. Well, it was easy for us because Jesus did all the work. Amen. So just receive and just believe it and walk in it. Hallelujah. Now, I want to pray over you. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we just lift them up to you. They have been born again on this June the 8th, 2022. We thank you. Or whenever they pray that prayer as they listen to the archives, whatever date that is, that's their second birthday. They are born again. And we give you praise and glory for it, Lord God. And now we just fill them to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and with power. Hallelujah. And the Holy Spirit is living on the inside of you, giving you power to live right, to walk right, power, hallelujah, to read the Bible and to understand it, power, power, hallelujah, to live the life that God has preordained for you to live. He's giving you all the power to do that. And to turn away from the world, the flesh, and the devil, you have the power now by the Spirit of the true and living God, and even power to speak in your heavenly prayer language. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord has given you all that. All of that goes with your salvation package. Amen. And nothing is left out of it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. And so now we want to invite you. We want to invite you to a Bible-believing church. If they believe in the Word of God and preach the Word of God, you will learn and you will grow. And we also want to invite you to be a part of our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. You'll learn and you'll grow as you listen to these broadcasts and be, I mean, an active listener, fully engaged. Amen. So now, tomorrow night, we have our Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio. And all of this month, every Thursday in this month, we're having Wise Fathers Month. So we're interviewing, we're talking to fathers. Tomorrow night, we'll be talking to Brother Zachary Nelson, and he is a Generation Z, and he just had a pandemic baby. Amen. So it is absolutely thrilling to raise this pandemic baby. So that's what we're going to be talking about tomorrow. It's going to be fun and enlightening, hallelujah, because he's a Generation Z, and that generation, they were all raised with social media and the internet. And so this little baby, this pandemic baby, is 1 year old and opening up tablets and going through the tablets and finding his way around. is very funny. It's very interesting. Amen. Amen. And so so that's tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And then on Sunday, we have the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Pastor Mom is our senior pastor, and I'm Apostle Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. So it's the second Sunday of the month. Pastor Mom is going to bring the word, and she believes in hiding the word in your heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're looking forward to hearing from our senior pastor on this Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. On Monday, we have Bible teaching. And we have our Dr. Lorraine Nabarro. She's out of Ohio. And so she teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as she digs into the Word of God, teaching the Word. Every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. And on Tuesday, we have our prayer, our prayer time, our prayer service. And we call it Praying in Tongues Tuesday. That's 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. And with all of our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts, you dial the same number, 516-418-5699. And so on Tuesday, we have four people who volunteered to pray in tongues. And then and they pray about 15 minutes each. And then after that, we have interpretation of tongues. And more, the Lord is giving us these interpretations. He's giving us confirmation of the interpretations and to let us know that we are on the right track. Glory to God that we're actually hearing from him and we're realizing that an interpretation is really a prophecy, a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. And so we just have an awesome time. And now we are, this broadcast here is prophetic healing. Glory to God. It happens the second Wednesday of every month, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. So clear your calendar every second Wednesday so you can meet us here. Hallelujah. If you are in need of healing, you press your number one key tonight. If you know someone who's in need of healing in the future, let them know about this. Tell your family, tell your friends about it. Don't let this be a well-kept secret and somebody's in pain. I mean, God knows how to heal everywhere we hurt, whether it's a little pain or a big pain. It doesn't matter to him. He still wants to heal you. Amen. Amen. So every second Wednesday, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, and the next time we'll be together is Wednesday, July the 13th, as this year marches on. Wednesday, July 13th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So I don't see anyone with their number one key pressed. Glory to God. We're going to open the line again for Elder Phillip and Minister Linda. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hey there. Praise you, Jesus.
Amen.
Oh.
Amen. So I know it seems like we're closing a little early, but we're going to head in that direction, and we're still going to be open for whatever God wants to do. Amen. So
praise
you guys
Lord.
Can give your closing remarks and closing prayer.
Okay.
You have a special request.
Yes, I have a special request. With our closing prayer, my special request is for my grandbaby that is in my youngest daughter's womb. She went to the doctors because she had had some bleeding, and she went to one hospital, and they told her, we don't know if the baby is alive or dead, but we suggest that you take this abortion pill. And that's what they told her. They said, because we don't think the baby's growing. And, of course, she's like, I can't do that. And her faith is somewhat, you know, not there right now. And she's a happy person with a lot of faith in that. But we need to really pray for her because she's just hurting right now. Then the second hospital that she went to, they still had, this hospital, at least they checked the blood level. And they couldn't say for sure whether the baby was alive or not. But everything inside of me says that baby is alive. And they said that they wanted to check again in 2 weeks. So I am just, usually I know when something happens, if somebody is living or dying, the Lord has just given me that gift throughout the years of letting me know when he's taken someone. And everything inside of me says that baby's alive. So I'm asking everybody who is still listening to pray for baby Bryant. My daughter's married last name is Bryant. And I'm just asking everybody to pray for baby Bryant, that baby Bryant will live and not die in Jesus' name. This baby has a mommy and daddy that loves them with all of their heart. Those kids came home from the hospital crying their eyes out because the hospital was so negative. But we know that God can do what no man can do.
Yes, absolutely.
So absolutely. I am requesting, especially from you, Sister Barbara, a special prayer for baby Bryant.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we join our faith together right now in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. And
yes, Jesus.
As I get ready to pray, I just want to say this. If the Lord is laying anything on anybody's heart to pray for baby Bryant, press your number one key. Amen. Pastor Price, your number one key is already pressed. So you can press it again to get off. And if you want to say anything, then press it again. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we join our faith together right now for baby Bryant. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as we join our faith together, we speak life. We speak life into her womb, Lindsay, right?
Yes, Lindsay,
The mom is Lindsay. Thank you, Lord God.
Yes.
We speak life into Lindsay's womb right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that your life supersedes any words that have been said towards her or about the baby in any way, shape, or form. We thank you, Lord God. You spoke the words and life happened and the worlds were formed. In the name of Jesus, and then you even caused man to be formed. We thank you, Lord God. If there's a recreative miracle that needs to happen in baby Bryant, we thank you, Lord God, that you are well able to do that in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, for life, and that much more abundantly. You said that you came to bring us light. And that much more abundantly. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Yes. As a baby Bryant, hallelujah, will be a word. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. I just hear the scripture where Jesus said, this is not unto death, but to the glory of God. We thank you, Lord God, that you shall be glorified from this testimony,
Jesus.
As people are looking, hallelujah, even the doctors are looking. Glory to God. Lindsay and her husband are looking. So many people are looking.
Yes,
and we say, Lord God, be glorified with this light in the name of
Jesus.
And we just know
Jesus.
By your spirit that baby Bryant has already been dedicated to you. In the womb, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah,
Jesus.
That baby Bryant belongs to you even in the womb
and
will come out, hallelujah, for your glory, for your honor, for your praise, Lord God.
Yes,
we thank you, Lord God, for touching Lindsay and her husband right now in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
we thank you, Lord God, that their hope has a name. Your name is Jesus.
Yes.
They're not hoping that they get that report or this doctor going to say this or that doctor going to say that. Their hope has a name. Your name is Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And every
Lord.
Knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. Anything has been disconnected in baby Bryant is connected now properly in the name
Jesus
of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord
in
God,
Jesus
that the atmosphere,
name.
Oh, Shanda Bakiro Bohoshata, the atmosphere in the womb, in Lindsay's womb, hallelujah, is conducive for life and that much more abundantly. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, her hormones are functioning properly. In the name of Jesus, her placenta, every part of her womb is doing what it's supposed to do. Hallelujah, to keep baby Bryant alive and well in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
We bless you, Lord God, and we thank you, Father God, that just as John the Baptist was filled with the Holy Ghost in his mama's womb, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that baby Bryant is filled with the Holy Ghost and power in his mama's womb, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for that, Lord God. Hallelujah. And then, Lord God, we lift up Lindsay to you in Jesus' name. We thank you that her body is functioning in the perfection that you have created it to function in the name of Jesus. We come against any kind of constipation in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, that her bowels will move properly in the name of Jesus. Any kind of gas, it will not stay, that it will be moved out properly in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. And we give you praise, Lord God. We thank you that she has no pain. She has no discomfort in the name of
Jesus.
And we give you praise and glory. Hallelujah. Even if there's any kind of morning sickness, that goes away as well in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that her body is completely healed and whole and functions in the perfection that you created it to function. And we give you praise.
Yes,
we give you glory. And we give you all the honor right now, Lord God, in Jesus' mighty and holy name. Oh, and we thank you, Lord God, that this will be revealed before the 2 weeks is out. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Hallelujah. That baby Bryant is alive and well. Thank you. Thank you for movement. Thank you for movement.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
My mother said to me, my mother was telling
Jesus.
Me, when I was in the womb, that they were concerned because I wasn't moving for a while. Hallelujah. And I'm moving now. Glory to God.
You hear that?
Yes.
It's talking about her own self.
Yes.
So I don't think about that often, but the Lord just brought it back to me. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that I wasn't even moving for a while in the womb, and then I began to move. So we thank you and we praise you, Lord God. We thank you for good movement in baby Bryant.
Yes, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus.
In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
That's good.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
That is very good. That is very good.
Hallelujah.
I feel this is going to be, for Lindsay, she's going to be so happy. She's going to be crying because she's overcome with sadness, but I don't believe the baby's gone at all.
I think that's true.
Not at all.
excuse me, I just remember what he said. I was praying earlier, and the Lord said to tell Lindsay to sing.
Tell Lindsay to sing
because baby Bryant needs to hear her singing.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. And sing like she wants him to hear it. And sing like she's singing. Well, she'll be singing to the Lord. And he'll hear.
Praise you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
He needs to hear that right now.
Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord God. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yes. Yes. Praise
Is
your name.
I was trying to see if anybody else was saying anything. And I know people were praying because I could feel everybody praying with us. So, Amen.
Glory to God.
Yes.
So, you know, let us know. Let us know.
We will.
I know you guys.
We will. Absolutely.
Praise God.
Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
So, give us guys
closing remarks, and we're going to go ahead and close for the evening. Praise God.
Yes. Praise you, Jesus.
Well, Lord, I just thank you so much for this time together. I very much thank you for the things that you revealed. I thank you for what I'm going to say was the radical receptivity of the people who called in. I mean, they were just, they were on fire.
Yes.
I just thank you that you have allowed me to be a part of yet another broadcast. Thank you for Apostle Kizzy and all of her spiritual and natural practical skills. And I thank you for my wife, who is such an integral part of this and a blessing in so many ways. Lord, I also thank you for every person that tuned in, those who, you know, needed the prayer, and also those who were there praying in the background and just, you know, being a part of it. Thank you. I thank you for every healing that you did tonight. We don't take it for granted. We don't take it for granted to be involved and partnering with you in your work. Thank you for this work. Thank you for Get 'Em Radio. And most of all, thank you for letting Linda and myself be a part of it. In Jesus' name, we praise you. We give you all praise. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Well, I think this is about the second time that we'll end the broadcast early. There are times where we've even stayed late until an hour later on overtime and then had to call people on the phone as well. So, we're open for that, you know, however God wants to do this. And so I'll say to you again, those of you who have been very faithful and coming on the broadcast every week, please share us with other people. I sent you a text. Share that with somebody else. Let the Lord lead you, you know, to send it to about at least two or three people. When we come back in July, just share it with people. You guys, like I said, you're very faithful to come on and to listen. Make sure your friends, your family, and you might not even know that somebody's going through something. But just let the Lord lead you to as to where to who to send the text to. And because that's what I do when I'm sending out these texts, the Lord say, make sure you send it to them. Well, I haven't talked to them in a year. Send it to them anyway. You know, so be led like that. Amen.
Yeah.
So, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we'll end with look what the Lord has done, because we're expecting great things from Pastor
Amen.
Catherine. We're expecting baby Bryant to be moving around and kicking and all of that good stuff. Praise God.
Praise
so we thank you. God in advance. And once again, thank you, Hawkeyes. You have been such a blessing. We flow together so well. And we just thank God for you, for both of you. Amen. A triple cord thread is not easily broken. Hallelujah. Have a blessed rest of the night, everyone. I love you all.
Glory.
Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done.